Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 40 of Too Much THC with Maddie Mayhew and Megan Bethel. I almost said my middle name for some second.
Megan Bethel.
Have I ever said my middle name on here?
I don't know. Do you want to do a middle name reveal right now?
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, guys, this I is Justin. No.
No?
This is exclusive.
Middle name reveal. I feel mine's like a really basic middle name. Yours is more creative. I'll give your mom that. But mine was like
creativity.
That's my mom's middle name, my grandma's middle name. Oh. It's one of those. It's going to have to be my kid's middle name.
Generation. You could break the curse.
I could, because I really, the other day I was talking to someone, I really like the middle name Squiggly. Like, Rob Squiggly Bethel.
The eye close was not a judgment.
No? Okay.
It was just a reaction.
I read it as a judgment. No? You like it?
No, I was
the
smiling.
Other name was Top Hat.
Yeah.
I thought Top Hat was a really cool name.
Well, I think you should do both. Squiggly Top Hat.
Oh, my God. Which one's the middle name?
Screw a first name. Just Squiggly Top Hat. No, screw middle name. First name, Squiggly Top Hat. Last name, Bethel.
That's the full first name? No, that's such a good idea. Okay. We'll let you in on the secret. My middle name's Lynn.
And we'll also let you know when she has kids, if she goes with Squiggly Top Hat. Sorry.
Squiggly Top Hat.
Whatever.
No, I have like a real, I feel like a lot of girls have a baby name list on their phone. My brothers kind of do too, just short ones. But I have a real one, and then I have like a creative one.
And that girl on TikTok, wait, let me reveal my middle name first.
Yeah, before we get too carried
away. My middle name is Beatrice. It was my great-grandma's first name. Slay Beatrice. Anyway, have you ever seen that girl on TikTok where she watches those recipes and she goes, wow, so creative. Everybody's so creative.
Oh my God. No, I have.
And so I've been seeing now comments on other people's videos where, wow, everybody's so creative.
Okay. At first I wasn't, TikTok's like one of those things where at first I wasn't in on the joke and I was like, why is everyone saying this in the comments? Yeah. And then you watch the original video and you're like, oh, everything's clicking together.
I love her. I just think it's so funny that like, I feel like, what is it, Gen X, the one after us, Gen X is going to be a shady ass fucking group of people.
I was going to call it season.
Because.
Like a season of life. What the hell? Yeah, Gen X is a crazy shady. Season.
They're going to be insane.
Gen X or Gen, are we Gen, no, well, we're I don't Gen know. Z,
but
I'm
I think
like a zillennial.
Yeah, no, they definitely have something that's like in the middle because our generation was really the one where it's like, we started out like the 90s kids with like no technology and like sort of 90s stuff, the last half of the 90s stuff. And then like, but the people like from in like born in whatever, what's even the range? Like,
I have no
anyway,
idea.
People born in the early 2000s, it was like, even just like if you were a year or two younger than us, you had technology young. Like they're the first generation to have technology like super young. But I think like I got it young, but kids these days, it's like straight out the womb. They're on an iPad.
Yeah.
I think we were the first ones that like,
I remember my we weren't CD tablet computer kids. Games and yeah. like, but
I got an iPod in like fifth grade or something.
Yeah. I had a flip phone.
I guess that's pretty young.
Start.
I don't know. I had a BlackBerry.
It's older than today.
Maybe it was like seventh grade. God. Don't ask me anything about my childhood because I can't tell you.
I remember I had like a sea turtle case on my iPod Touch. Do you remember those cases that were like animals? Like,
yeah, I think I had that penguin one. The
okay,
iconic.
Mine didn't look like that. Mine was a skin. I had skin for my iPod.
Oh, ew.
Sleek. No.
I had this chunky ass frog one and I was like iconic. But now that I'm thinking about it, like, did I start the frog trend? Did I start the frog craze? Did I invent frogs?
Oh my God. Did you invent frogs?
I don't know.
I've been getting such bad resin on my lips after smoking, and I never used to. And it's like my brother has passed this curse on to me because I went drooling home
or something.
So Maddie, whoa, it's smoky on here. Ooh. I wonder if you can see that on the camera.
No, guys, these are not special.
How are
effects.
You guys doing, by the way? Like, let us know in the comments. How are you doing?
Guys, we see some of you guys leaving comments, and it's so sweet. So leave a comment. Feel free. Comment anything. You can also comment
stuff.
Tell us
you hate us. Like,
you could do that. Also, while be like, give us an insult, but then also give us, like, what do you want to hear us talk about?
Yeah, true.
Is there any, like, crazy, like, drama, celebrity world stuff, yeah. Weed stuff, smoking stuff, anything? If you have an idea, let us know, because there's nothing going on up here. There's nothing. It's pride.
I have to finish this story about Carter. No, that's okay.
Love you.
Talk to our audience. Go ahead, girl.
I have energy right now. I've never had energy I know, you in my need life.
Smoke. That hit just aligned everything for me. So basically, my brother's name is Carter. When I was home for Christmas, Maddie got me this new bong for my Christmas gift, and I brought it with me. And
I got her the new bong, just her. I always tell people, I'm like, I feel bad getting it for her because I'm totally going to be using it all the time, 24/7.
Whatever, we share
but
everything.
I'm like, love getting gifts for you because it's a gift for me.
Well, that's why it's so easy for us to shop for each other because we
like,
just
what
want.
Do I want?
Yeah, exactly. It's like we're buying things for ourselves.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, harder. Like the makeup palettes I bought you for Christmas. Oh. I was like, yeah, I'm going to use these. Whenever I'm wearing purple or green, I'm going to go over to Maddie and be like, hey, remember hey, that Betsy. Thing I bought you? And that is also why it's so good that we live together now, because we didn't used to. And can Dark you believe days. There was a time before we lived together?
Bliss.
We probably would kidding. Smoke way less if we did not live together. We are such enablers for each other.
But also, I feel like we, because like during the pandemic, like
we'd order less food. 100%.
Definitely. But during the pandemic, like I was ordering like weed myself. I would have gotten here
yourself.
Regardless, girl.
Okay.
Especially during COVID.
Yeah. COVID really did it to a lot of people, got them smoking. Okay, so Maddie bought me the bong. Are you following? So Maddie got me this bong.
I know y'all have ADHD, so it's
whatever.
Fine.
They're hopping
so
around
you guys
with
are
us.
Following it along.
Our little bunnies. Hop, hop. Okay.
Hop over to the subscribe button.
Oh my, shut up. That is so funny.
The first
Write that
five
down.
Comments will send you a carrot in the mail. Okay, so Carter,
my heart just made a noise into the microphone. Let me know if you heard that, guys. So I was just so touched by it. Okay, fuck the bong. Holy fuck!
I'm gonna cough after this, dude.
That's okay. That's okay. Cough breaks are real.
Okay, no, go.
So, what does that mean? No, they are real. You know what? Sometimes in conversation, we need to respect that people need to have a cough break if
it's
you're
called,
in like a social setting smoking weed.
It's called, pardon me. And yeah. Then you violently cough to the verge of almost throwing up. And then you're like, sorry.
Let me go on. People that always smoke with me for the first time, they'll be like, are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm like, I want this. This
also,
means
though,
I did it right.
Also, though, we do both have a bit of a cold. I have a cold.
Oh,
I literally.
Yeah. We definitely
okay,
sound stuffy.
I cannot be getting off topic again.
No, stop. The bong. Oh, my God. Hop back with us over here, bunnies. So, come here. So, holy fuck. It's such a stupid story now that I'm telling it. Whatever.
Okay, just tell it.
So, Carter keeps smoking, and every time he has, it literally looks disgusting.
Like chocolate milk mm-hmm. on the side of your lips?
Yeah. Like shit on the side of your lips. Like, it's Redhead. Disgusting. And he always wipes it with a paper towel, and he'd be like, why aren't you getting this? It's a brand new bong. Like, it's clean as fuck. It was so clean. He's like, what's going on? And I'm like, haha, I'm just lucky. Like,
maybe?
I was kind of rubbing it in. And now I'm always getting it on the sides of my lips, and it's disgusting.
I have a theory.
Yeah.
Here's my theory.
Let me hear it.
Either we're letting, like, some, we're leaving some gaps. Like, it either needs to be full suction or maybe not full suction. You know what I'm saying?
Like, there's it's gaps? It's a bit
thicker, so maybe the gaps.
Ew, so that shit is actually, I don't know, like, in it's my always, lungs.
We knew that.
I know. We already, no, who that's right.
Who the heck are we? I love so how it's, I just, I've been hacking all day, all night for, like, a week, and I just took a rip, and I didn't
cough at all.
It cured my cough.
I sat there and I was wondering if you were going to correct me because I could not remember if you coughed or not. I was like,
maybe I did.
Okay, yeah. So you think I'm leaving gaps on the bong?
We should do some experiments.
Yeah, because I just don't get it. Because sometimes I'll get it and then I don't know what's going
today, on. Today, I took a drink. I took a drink of the bong water.
Oh!
I was taking a hit. And I was pulling too hard to get it through, and it went through, and...
Oh, God.
I got a drink with the hit.
That's disgusting.
Not what I wanted.
Did we tell them about when that happened to me the other day? And I had, like... I was, like, picking ash out of my teeth. Yeah. It was disgusting.
Because this bong, like, you can... Like, the gulp I took... This bong is, like... I don't know. It's, like... It's very slow, like, it burns for a while, and then all of a sudden, it'll just, all of it'll go through, and then it's, like, surprises me, and the water comes up with it.
Well, sometimes, so with some, it might be this bong, or it might be our other one, but if you don't fill it full enough with water, it doesn't pull right, like, it's not bubbling it's like right, and then it
so much feels science. Like
just air, but then, yeah, we don't know the science of this, clearly.
It's really crazy that you can, like, smoke out of an apple, but as soon as you get water involved, it's like, holy God. Game over. It has to be right, or you're getting
not working.
A terrible dry hit, or you're taking a drink. You're
kissing exactly. The fish. Like, where is this middle line? I can't find it on either of our bongs.
Is the term kiss the fish, like... A universal thing?
I don't know. That's
Let
what,
us know. What do
I
you
remember
guys call
the first
it?
Time I kissed the fish.
Because I know in Canada we do have some interesting slang.
Weed slang. Or slang
so,
in general.
Yeah, just in general. Like, so I'm comment below if you know what it means to kiss the fish.
Kiss the fish.
Well, no, we'll tell you what kissing the fish is. Tell us if you also call it that.
Yeah, if you already knew what that meant.
It's when you're smoking and you drink water. We were just explaining.
Yeah.
But what do you call that, y'all? What if people are like, no, we call that slurping the bong water.
You'd be like, yeah.
Well,
I remember the first time I did it. It was in high school. High school? No, maybe first year back from university. And it was like a pisser, which is also Canadian slang, but that is something that
gravity
even
bong.
In Ontario other people don't understand. That's like a makeshift gravity bong, and
of course
it was like a 2 liter pop bottle, and I was like coughing up water. I inhaled. I didn't just kiss it. I inhaled it.
Swallowed it.
Yeah, like bad. Went down the wrong pipe for sure.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens.
I hate it.
Do you ever swallow too big of a gulp of water and it feels like you just like stretched your throat out and you're gonna die?
Yeah. I do. Like when it becomes hard. It's like your liquid drink becomes a solid swallow.
It literally becomes like a sphere in your fucking throat that you're trying to swallow. And it hurts so bad.
Yeah, you're not special.
Speaking of, I need a sip of this water.
I've had that happen.
Feels like you're trying to swallow a gobstopper.
A stobgopper. That's actually what I'm going to make my kid's middle name. Gobstopper.
That's good. Write that down. See?
Maddie.
There's so many names around us, guys. You guys need to write down some of these names and let me know in the comments.
What's the deal? Like, I would never, ever, gun to my head, ever name my kid my name.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is up with that shit?
That.
Comment below if you know what the fuck is up with that shit.
One side of my family does that. Then they all go by their middle name.
Yeah.
And it's...
I'm like, isn't that what last names are for? Like, to pass down the family name? Like, why you gotta have... What? Get creative.
No, I would never want my kid having my name. That's my name.
Here's.
I don't even like when I meet another person with my name.
Exactly.
I'm like, who are you?
Which just is really kidding. Megan's tough Unite with our name. No, when I hear someone else's name, Maddie, I'm like, oh my God, Slay.
Yeah.
But
sometimes I
preferred not.
Don't feel like it's my name though. With some people, no, I'm like sitting there constantly. I'm like, oh, I think that they're also talking to me.
Yeah.
And then other people in my life, they just, it seems.
Just it's like, no, I
this
just
is
like,
strange.
I know.
You're getting it? I don't know if they're anyway, getting it, but she's getting it. And that's what matters right now. How, this is our podcast.
Considering how common the name Maddie is, I'm surprised at how little Maddies I know. You know?
Yeah.
I really don't know that many. Even in school, like, never once was I, like, a double Maddie in my grade. I don't think. Maybe in high school, but, like.
Really?
Yeah.
That's, wow, I knew a lot of Maddies. I,
like, never. There was maybe, like.
Well, no.
There was definitely, like, in the school there were Maddies, but, like, there were never any, like, in my classes.
That's actually. There were no Maddies in my class like, in elementary school.
Duplicates of other names there were in my grade, you know? Like,
I don't think we had any duplicates in my class, but I went to Emma. A really small. Oh, Emma. Emma's.
But in my class growing up, like in my elementary school, I don't know.
We had it in between classes, you know, like there'd be like, oh, you know, Sarah Lou from like in grade 3. Yeah,
it was always different grades.
Like, you know, but I think we not had, like, in the same
it was
grade.
More common for boys in elementary school to have the same names, cuz I think it was like
boy there'd names be like are so hard.
Nicks or like Josh's, like yeah, that's the thing. And that's what I was about to say. Maybe that's why it's so common for men to pass down their name, because what the hell do you name a boy?
Yeah, so boy like, names are impossible. Let's just name him
the same as fucking his dad. Just keep passing it down.
Like, when it's the same thing for The Sims for me. Like, boy CC, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, all the men
it's
of the world.
It's just like, I don't get it. Like, where are the boy names? And I don't even need it to be like a masculine boy names, but like, what?
What's yeah, I don't really like any name? Of them.
Like, I
yeah.
feel like it's either, like, old man names I feel like are like some of them are like pretty cute, but like I feel like they're either like just so overused, like every single boy name is so overused or just crazy,
like they picked like there's a reason four it's not. For every 20 years and they stick with those. That's like dog names. Have you, oh my God, we should read that. Have you ever seen that thing that was like all the most popular dog
names from like the freaking
yeah 20s? And it goes from like Queenie and like all these fun names to just Bella.
Yeah.
And then same with the cat one, it was like Midnight, and then it got to Shadow for a long time, and then Luna which was so sad for me.
Why does the name Luna, it had a chokehold on
everybody because I like that
in
name.
A certain period of time. I remember growing up, I loved the name Luna.
Yeah,
how many millennials named their daughter Luna? Like, that is going to be the new Emma. Luna's the new Emma.
But it's period. Also a dog name and a cat name.
Yeah.
It's
true. It's everybody.
That is probably, can
it's
you think?
Everybody's fucking name.
Bella is the other one that's the most, like, dog and human. Is there a boy one?
Max.
Max.
I knew a Max growing up.
Jerry. I knew a dog named Jerry.
I don't think that's as
but
popular.
Jerry was a girl. The dog was a girl. It was found in a fence in Taiwan.
That is hilarious. A girl,
rest
Jerry.
In peace, Jerry.
For a dog.
It
I
was
love
so
that.
Cute. It was such a. I don't even know. We didn't know what kind of dog it was.
Yeah.
Obviously. But hyper little dog.
My dog growing up was Belle. Not Bella, but Belle.
I kind of like that, though.
Yeah.
Is it. Like
we just spelled it B-L-O because my
that's what I was hoping. Yeah, she was like was a bell.
It was my dad's dog. Like he named her, so I doubt that he named her after the princess. Like,
yeah. So
I don't know.
My
that was my first word.
Good friend and cousin Victoria, she works for like a shelter right now, and she pairs families with like the animals, and she gets to name the ones that come in. And she named a cat Serafina the other day or something. And super fluffy. And it just dream job. We should love name that. People's kids.
Oh my god, have you ever seen that girl?
Okay, online?
Who, I think our headphones, our mics are picking up someone shoveling outside. So if y'all can hear that.
Sorry.
It's been snowing today. I was too, and then I was like, oh.
It's snowing really bad. Have you ever seen
that TikToker or any of y'all? Comment below if you're listening. Who guesses
the celebrity
girl, the Instagrammers. Well,
influencers' names, not celebrities. I love
watching that shit. She was so good. She's so accurate.
So do you know that, sorry for these descriptor words, but like that lesbian couple with the redhead and there's two with redheads that I know.
Okay. Yes.
But the one that was just pregnant and
not who I was thinking of.
Oh. I don't know. They're young.
I probably don't. I don't. Most of
she
my
got
content,
their name right is what I was gonna oh, yeah. say, and I was so proud of her because she guessed it like months in advance. They named their kid Oakley, which was cute. And
that's kind of a
did
dog
a whole,
name.
Like hint. Oh my
Since
god,
we're
that
on
is
the topic.
Kind of,
I hear that, and I just think golden retriever.
Is that like in style
white
right now?
Person family.
Arlo, or maybe Ooh, are people just like Arlo. Naming their dogs more human names?
Oakley, I don't know. I think literally the only reason I think it is because my sister goes, I just figured out the connection. Someone who my sister goes to the dog park with has a dog named Oakley.
Oh.
So in my head it was a dog name.
But I still
it's cute.
Feel like.
No, I like it.
Well, I was ready to hop on that island with you. I don't know.
Oh,
I was like, yeah, that's a dog name. It's still.
Honestly, like. Yeah, like, if I heard it first as a kid name, I think I would be like, yeah, that's cute.
My cousins had a dog named Jack. Jack Smart Joe.
I had a dog named Jackson.
Oh, my God. Holy.
I know. How
What's going crazy. On?
See, in my head, Jackson was always a dog name. And then, like, I went to college and I met, like, three people named Jackson. And I was like, whoa, it's a person name.
And you technically sure. named one of our cats a human name. Kind of. Pepper.
Pepper?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Pepper okay, yeah. from...
Pepper Ann.
Pepper Ann, you do say that. What's that movie? Iron Man. Isn't that her name? Couldn't
Babe,
tell you.
I'm the wrong person to be asking about Marvel movie facts.
I think everyone in this, like, watching this right now is the wrong person.
Yeah, like...
They all know who I'm talking about.
I don't, like, dislike Marvel movies. Like, every time I watch a Marvel movie, I'm like, yeah, like, I love that. But I'd never, like, watch them. I never go out of my way to watch them.
I always
let's go see that.
Think about the aftermath. Like, the whole time that destruction is going on in the city, I'm, like, sitting there thinking about...
The destruction.
Really? I just get stressed. I think about how long it's going to take to rebuild everything.
I don't go into a Marvel movie and be like, let's think of the logistics of this going down. Like, babe, they're flying through the city with super strength and super suits. Nobody's cleaning up nothing,
right,
you know?
You're
like,
right.
Let's not get realistic then. That's, like... That's not the same, but, you know, like, people will say to me, like, one of the biggest arguments for people, like, not liking Grey's Anatomy is they're like, it's not realistic. And I was like, yeah, I'm watching it to see actual medical procedures. Like,
yeah.
No, I'm absolutely do not want to see medical procedures. I want the drama.
Good point.
Like, I'm like, what shows are you watching for the realistic factors? Like, How to Get Away with Murder is crazy.
I love that show, but it
like,
is so unhinged.
People are like, that is not very realistic. Maybe because it is. No, I'm kidding. But you know what I mean? I'm like, what show are you watching, like, to be realistic? Like,
yeah. Do you actually want to see, like, daily routines?
Do you want, when you watch The Office, do you want to see them, like, actually just working in the office? Like, of course, none of that's realistic. Like,
yeah. Go watch a documentary.
It's a sitcom. Like, I don't know. I was just like, y'all, it's a TV show. I want to see Ellen Pompeo fuck some doctors.
Okay. Have they finished that show completely? Is the last episode out?
She quit. She left the show, but they're still doing
Meredith
the show.
Did?
Yeah, she finally left.
But the show is still going on.
Yeah.
Another
Apparently,
season?
She'll maybe, like, make a cameo here or there, but...
Oh, gosh.
There's so many characters that have come in since, like, mm-hmm. it's like a whole new cast. It was like a whole new show like seasons ago, because she's literally the only one left other than some of the like older doctors.
Mm-hmm. Is Amelia still in it?
Yeah, like Amelia, okay. Maggie.
All right, that's crazy.
Love Grey's Anatomy.
Also, 911 is coming back with a new season, y'all. So that's get ready show. For us to talk Not about realistic. It. It's the most stupid show ever, but it's so good.
I love a cheesy, dramatic show. Like,
it's listen, got me hooked.
There are some stereotypes about women that I fully fit into. Absolutely. Loves watching stupid, cheesy drama romance shit.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Something about it.
I heard it. But I've also been watching Broad City. That's very realistic, honestly.
Broad City? I need to
get back on it. Two girls getting high, going through the city.
Yeah.
We should make a show like that, but in Toronto.
Remember when we would talk about our film?
Yes.
That we want to make? We Let's need make to make it. Our film. That's going to be crazy, guys.
Stay tuned, y'all. I kind of forgot you guys were there.
2023, it's going to be a big year for us. Yeah. I'm just chatting with my scared. Bestie. Okay, I wrote something down, so let's talk okay, about it, even though we were on a roll.
Damn. Yeah, see, Megan is always all worried every week. She's like, what are we going to talk about? I'm like, are you kidding me? What aren't we going to talk about?
Okay, I saw this, and I was just like, we need to discuss. Well, first of all, Melanie Martinez, don't read it.
I can't.
Don't read it. Yeah, my handwriting is a little messy.
Yeah, chicken scratch. I love when people call handwriting that.
I have, like, the opposite chicken scratch. Mine is wide and...
Elegant.
No.
Eleganza. My mom...
Just not tight.
Side note, my mom sent me, like, a Valentine's Day card, and I was like, wow, my writing is the exact same as my mother's. Like, every day I turn more into my mother, and I'm like, it really does... It really is like that.
That's what I was gonna say. I have teacher handwriting, and me and my mom was a teacher. Like,
Mine's
we cannot
like
tell them
a
apart.
Mix of my mom and my sister. It's like a mashup.
Yeah, I was writing quick. So, Melanie Martinez, first of all, is releasing a new album, which I'm really excited about. But all the promos have been, like, her hatching out of this egg. And I saw something on Twitter. So, this large metal ball, but it's, like, it's not silver. It's like, egg-colored, was discovered on a beach.
What?
In the, like, no. Like
oh, kind of the thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was discovered in Japan.
Was it, like, a mine or something?
A mine?
Or did they think it was a mine or something? Like, they were, like,
a
worried
mine?
It was going to, like,
a ball?
Blow up. Yeah, like a landmine.
Oh! Like a yeah, they thought it was... the keef you just spilled, Maddie.
Oh, whatever. I make the keef.
I remember that video of it. All over your pants. You're right. You do make the keef. You're the one that puts the weed in the grinder. So, just someone wrote on Twitter. They were like, Melanie Martinez is really going off with the promo.
She sent the big ball to... Yeah. Where was it?
That, in Japan.
Japan? Okay.
But
everything
then,
always washes up in Japan.
Yeah. So then... I started doing some looking on some weird things that have washed up ashore, and there's some weird ones.
Like the whales that explode.
Yes, the exploding whales. I didn't write that down because I was like,
sense.
I feel like whales, but that's crazy. There was a sea creature that washed up in Japan, and they could not identify it, though.
Because sea creature, the sea's crazy.
They don't know what's in the sea, and that
I've
scares me.
I've actually touched the sea now.
When was your first
you know,
time touching
like,
the sea?
On my trip to Europe.
Oh, okay.
Because I always would, like, every time I'd go to the beach, I'd be like, wow, I love the ocean. I love the sea. Because it's just a lake. Shout out to the Great Lakes.
Yeah, the
Y'all
ocean's
keep it
fun,
real, but
really salty.
Wow. I didn't go swimming. I just, like, touched it.
But fun. I don't remember the first time, but the ocean is scary.
My first time. Yeah, no. Menthea, she was like, yeah, no, a lot of people like die over it. She was like telling us all about like this beautiful beach. She's like, yeah, like actually a lot of people like have drowned and stuff. And I was like, that's awesome and sick. I love
I,
the sea glass.
So I had a friend that I didn't get it until I started looking at pictures of this kind of stuff tonight. Well, and I was smoking on the couch. She's scared of seeing like man-made objects underwater. Oh my gosh. So one of the things that washed up was a World War II fighter plane.
Yeah.
Even thinking about it,
I think
is giving me
like,
shivers.
Because the scariest thing is like that fits in the ocean. Just and there.
Oh yeah, I get what you mean.
Like there's something ships so and big. Planes and sharks and creatures, and there's just still so much room where there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why I do. Shout out to the Great Lakes. The Great Lakes in Canada. Like, fuck that shit. Like,
well,
there's no sharks or nothing in there.
Where I grew up, there was a quarry near our house. And my dad has... So, it's man-made. A little lake type thing. With fish in it. And my dad was telling me that apparently there's construction equipment at the bottom of it. And once he told me that, I was so freaked out. And I was like, I don't think I can go back in there. That's so crazy. Scary to me.
Water is crazy.
Yeah. So a couple of other things that washed up. There was like 6 by 6 feet. Not set, but a die. Like a giant dice die.
Yeah.
That's just weird. That's
weird.
And then an 8-foot Lego man in the Netherlands, but there's been reports of more than one of them washing up.
Apparently, like, Lego was, like, invented in Denmark.
Really?
Or, like, something.
I wonder if
we went to, like, the Lego store, and Alana was giving me facts when we were in Copenhagen, but, like,
I love the Lego store.
They're only fun. Remember bits and pieces. So
expensive.
Could be true, could be not true. Yeah, I didn't buy anything.
Yeah.
But also, The Little Mermaid originated over there, too.
I should go to the thrift store and look for Lego. One piece is going to be missing. Yeah, I always think about that
like,
with puzzles.
It probably wouldn't be as much sets. It would probably just be, like, loose.
Loose Lego. Yeah, still fun.
Make our own sets.
I feel like everyone knows about this one. The bag with 27 pairs of hands or 54 hands. And then also in BC, they like keep finding feet on the
beach.
That's
like the Superstore, the TV show Superstore. There's a reoccurring storyline of finding feet.
Mm-hmm.
In the store.
Yeah, so that's real out in BC.
Good.
And then in 1992, there was a large shipping container that got knocked into the water full of rubber duckies.
Huh.
And they're still showing up to this
day. That's hilarious.
So, okay, and then the last thing, just to talk about how fucked Japan is. Apparently, they just discovered... No love offense, Japan. I would love to go to Japan.
I'm
but just how
that.
Like crazy things... Stop! Don't! No, just crazy things are happening
for real.
With the ocean over there. It's because they're like... Sorry.
I'm gonna
I didn't mean it like that.
I'm going to caption it. Girl goes on rant.
Stop!
Against Japan.
Listen, apparently they discovered another 7,000 islands.
Wow.
7,000?
That's
maybe
insane.
If they said 7.
Yeah, no.
I mean, they gotta be small.
Listen,
but
at this point, every fact I hear about the world, I'm like, anything. I could literally hear anything, and I'd be like, yeah, checks out. You could tell me tomorrow that, like, I don't even know. I'd be like, the continents are going back together. Like, Pangea. Pangea's coming.
Shut up.
That reunion tour. Like, oh, you could tell me that, and I'd be like, okay.
Could you
imagine? I believe
imagine?
It. I believe it. What else could
the
happen?
The ocean would become so much scarier if we were all together, mm-hmm. and it was just like, they could take
Don't
over the whole
Don't talk
year.
About the ocean would be scarier. All of us together.
That would be so scary.
The land would be scary. I guess, like, you know, we'd all have borders and shit, but it's like, there'd be details, yo.
Could you imagine just the land breaking apart at your feet like that? That would be so
sinkhole?
Scary.
Ugh, let's not bring these vibes tonight.
Yeah, what?
We
what
always,
are we talking
we
about?
We always get towards the end of the podcast, and we start talking about the most darkest,
and then,
horrible
like,
shit,
fuck.
And we're like, glad you got high with us. Like, have fun being paranoid alone. Like, no.
Forget about it.
throw the thoughts of the sinkholes away.
Yeah.
But that's crazy about Japan.
Guys, we saw Tove Lo in concert and Slater. God. We're both wearing the merch right now.
Hi, merch.
Oh, I spent a lot of money. Too much money.
I didn't. I bought the cheapest thing.
Yeah, that was a good buy, though. It's so cute. I needed good a new job. Sweater, so that's how I justified this. Of course,
hoodies are way more expensive.
I haven't bought a hoodie in forever.
Hoodies last 100 million years.
That's the other thing I was thinking. I'm they like, do. Even it's like, only going to get better with time.
Even the cheapest with time. Hoodies, they last forever.
Mm-hmm. And it actually, it's great quality. I really love it. They sold out of so much of the merch, though, because she had this really cute thong, and I wanted it, and they only had size extra small and small. And they sold out, like, halfway through the night.
And then one for each side. Perfect.
I wish you told me that earlier when we were at the concert. Because
you're thinking it's a good idea.
Yeah.
One frontwards, one backwards.
Oh, my God. I don't think that would work still. What?
No.
No, I should both just frontwards. Sew them together. Have crafted.
We'll figure it out, guys.
I want to learn how to sew. I've been on like crocheting and sewing TikTok, and I want to learn
a sewing machine.
I saw this girl that said she makes all of her going out outfits.
I know. I'm like, I literally just need a sewing machine. That's all I need because I took the class. I did the class in high school.
You
did it?
Oh, did you?
And
I didn't.
I did.
You made those pajama.
I made pajama pants.
Pajama pants.
I rocked it. It was easy peasy lemon squeezy. Also, my mom always, like, I watched my mom sew growing up. Like,
yeah.
I figured it out.
I didn't. I had a sewing machine, a little one, and I would get really frustrated with the thread. It's so hard to thread a needle.
Yeah.
And I was young, so... Yeah. But other than that, yeah, I never took the class in high school. That would seem like a fun class, though. I just took a fashion class.
Oh. But,
I took food.
Yeah, I need to DIY some stuff. And
I remember.
I took foods, too.
In my foods class, the teacher was really adamant that you could not eat while you were cooking. You had to eat at the end. And we were making cookies for Valentine's Day, and I was eating the cookie dough, and I had this big chunk, and I, like, threw it in my mouth, and she came up behind me to ask me a question, and I, in front of all my friends, I just swallowed it whole, and, like, turned around and answered her.
You should have just gotten scolded.
Yeah. Like, it's cookie dough.
Like, what's the worst that's gonna happen? She's gonna say, don't eat.
Don't eat the cookie dough. Because it wasn't sanitary and you're or like, some shit.
I'm already eating.
Yeah, it's already in my mouth.
That's like when the waiter comes and you like just take a bite. Everybody just took a bite.
Mm.
How's it going? Mm. Hey, how's the food tasting? Hey.
That is the time that I would choose to come to tables as a waiter, so they can't ask me for anything. I'd like
That's
plan it out.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah,
they see you, but. Fork in your mouth and they go, hey, how's it going so far?
Anything else to talk about, Mary? I guess the Grammys happened. There's a couple of things that happened since the last time we filmed.
Yeah, it's been a little minute.
Yeah, we took a little bit of a break. Well, we both got sick, clearly. I think you can hear it.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I think I got you sick. And then I got more sick. And I was like, well... I don't know what that means.
It came on so quick for me, too. We stood outside of
That's probably why.
The club for so long, and then I got home, and my nose just never stopped running.
Also, the weather right now is just going up and down and up and down and up and down. Like, one day it's cold, one day it's warm.
Right now.
One day it's cold, one day it's warm. And, you know, it's February in Toronto, and it's insufferable, it's rough out here. It's horrible.
The other thing that happened, the mischief boots, we wrote that down. We wanted to talk about that.
And listen, I was thinking, so we wrote that topic down. We've been meaning to film, y'all.
If you don't know what the mischief boots are, they're the big red boots, by the way. I don't know.
Those big red cartoon boots?
Yeah.
They were going crazy. I feel like they've already, like, lost the hype. Like, people are now getting them, and then it's like, cool, cool.
Already over.
And, like, already, like, they're fine, but it's just, like...
How often are you actually going to wear those?
And, like, people are not talking about it nearly as much as they were already like.
Where are you going to store those? On a shoe rack? You think those are going to fit?
I just don't.
No.
I don't know. Like, why not just buy yourself like some knee high red, like pleather boots, you know?
Yeah, they, like, fun concept, but so many people have bought them, and I feel like they're going to be over really
like,
quick.
When Iggy Azalea wore them with a bikini, I was like, yeah, it's Iggy Azalea. Oh,
I didn't see She's, that.
Yeah, she wore them with a bikini, and I was like, yeah.
Pulling
like,
it up right
she
now.
She can afford that. Phone. But, like, for regular people, like, any regular person that bought them, I'm like, where are you going? Work? Like, the club?
Yeah, Iggy Azalea can like, wear them once and then sell them. Like donate them, but
Iggy Azalea could buy 40 pairs and like pairs, and it's like
I just hope no one with the income that we have.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like
purchasing I'm like, these shoes.
What are people just like regular people doing? Like, where are you
she
going?
Looks so good in them with the bikini. Yeah. You're right. Shoot.
But I'm like,
she made them.
You also. Good. Who the fuck looks like Iggy Azalea? Like, yeah. Who the fuck is getting on their private jet in a bikini with them? Like,
I was just reading an article today where she was saying she started doing OnlyFans, apparently, like, recently. And she says she's making so much money that she can't even talk about it. She can't even say how much money she's making.
That's insane. I'm like, I
what
know.
Does that mean?
OnlyFans is crazy.
Yeah, good for her.
Get your coin.
Get your coin, Iggy. She said it was like get more than the coin. Music. I'm.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That checks out.
Yeah.
No offense, Iggy, but who's listening to Iggy Azalea, really?
Oh, that's what you meant.
I mean,
I thought you meant that checks out. Like, she's so hot. That checks I mean, out.
Yes, she's so
I kinda
hot.
I kind of love Iggy Azalea.
I mean, both sides check out, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like her music, like, she's not like Ariana Grande where, like, people are always talking about her. Yeah. Or, like, Beyonce or Lizzo. That's or true. Cardi B. Like, she's not, like, a mainstream, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, would.
Would?
I'd be like, would your, like, mom, like, know about Iggy Azalea?
Like, I like maybe, Sally Walker. That song.
Yeah. No, I'm That's not saying I song. Don't like Iggy Azalea. I'm just saying she's, her music is
Check out
not.
Check out the playlist of the week.
Her music is not. And all her old music that you're, is all her
it's
old
It's all
music.
Old music. Yeah, has she put out any music recently?
That's what I'm saying. You're, she was not okay. making, it's not you're a crazy right. comparison.
You're making sense. Once again. Yeah.
Maybe she's making music, but I don't know. Nobody's been listening to it that much.
Yeah. Love you, though. Love you, though, Iggy. We're fans.
Didn't she, like, get in trouble for something?
Did she?
Yeah.
I am so bad at keeping up with that. Like, if any of you guys ever hear me saying that I love somebody and...
I think she had some...
I don't know.
Maybe it was some tweets or something.
Yeah, because the other day, so I was getting a tattoo and the artist, like, music was coming on and... Every once in a while, a song would come on and they'd be like, oh, sorry, they're canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? They said after Ash Nico. Like, what
Everybody's
did Ash Nico
canceled.
Do? I don't know.
I can't
I have to
up.
Figure it out.
I
haven't investigated.
So, I don't know.
But who knows?
Yes.
We're not canceled, though, so make sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah. Seriously, we'll be... the new Iggy Azalea for you.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Will
Ash Nico.
I'll be Ash Nico?
Yeah, we will get...
You were the one with blue hair at one
we'll
point.
We'll get our boots on, and we'll get on a private jet. All
yes.
you gotta do is like and subscribe.
Just like and subscribe.
That's all it takes.
We love you guys. Thank you for listening. I hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah.
We'll film chilling, hopefully sooner smoking. Than we did this one. And yeah, leave a comment. Let us know what you think about everything that we talked about and more. Talk about whatever you want to talk about in the comments.
Yeah. Write us like an essay about like your week, what you thought about what we talked about.
I would
about,
love to
and,
hear about your week.
And what you want to hear next.
Yeah.
So that's your homework. No,
okay.
All you have to do is just go smoke another bowl.
Oh, that's the actual homework. Yeah. Before yes. you do anything else,
get
smoke a bowl for us, guys. Okay, we're going to head out.